Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Five people, including four teenagers, have been charged in relation to a number of break and enter offences across the Hunter region. Police have been investigating the offences at a business on the New England Highway at Rutherford. The first happened in December, where three people tried and failed to break in. And then again, early this year, police allege a Nissan Patrol was stolen and then driven to the same Rutherford business, where it was reversed through the front doors, smashing them. Police allege bikes were stolen and the damage is worth in excess of $60,000. Following extensive inquiries, five people have been arrested, including a 14-year-old boy from a Musselbrook home who was charged with steal motor vehicle and aggravated break and enter dwelling in company steal. The other arrests were aged between 15 and 20 years old. A range of local improvement projects for Crown Land Reserves and community facilities in the Upper Hunter is sharing in $1.3 million worth of funding. The funding is being provided under the state government's Crown Reserves Improvement Fund, with groups like the Merriwall Racecourse getting more than $192,000 for amenity upgrades, $83,000 is constructing a storage shed and purchasing a tractor for the Moon End Flat Recreation Reserve, $33,000 is for the Mason Dew Bike Track, and thousands more for other projects too. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson says even the smaller grants mean so much to local groups.
Some of these things that might only be $30,000 or $40,000 here or $300,000 or whatever the case may be, but it means so much to those local communities, and that's a lot of sausages that you've got to sell in a sausage sizzle and try and raise money.
The community will be able to give their feedback on plans to upgrade the Scone CBD next month. Local engineers have created some designs that are being guided by the Scone CBD Revitalisation Committee, made up of volunteers, Scone Chamber of Commerce representatives and Upper Hunter Shire Council staff. Councillor James Burns says there will be 10 artist impressions on display for what the committee has come up with for the CBD.
There will also be some technical drawings there, so, you know, the more the engineering type things, so a little bit more detail in those. We will have constant manning of these plans, so there will always be someone there that understands how to discuss them.
Council endorsed the plans at last night's extraordinary meeting, and they'll be on display for 28 days. And in case you're wondering why there's a little bit of smoke around Denman, there has been a planned agricultural burn today. It's happening on private property on Annandale Row by the landowners. Smoke could be visible on the Golden Highway and Denman Road areas. Remember, call 000 if you ever see a fire unattended. Newcastle Jets fans will be watching the team run out at Wollongong on Sunday with everything crossed they can win. The Jets lost their fourth game in a row earlier this week against Brisbane Roar 2-1. Valentino Yule was the only Jet to score a goal, and that was in the 38th minute. The Jets remain at the bottom of the ladder. The Jets will face Wellington Phoenix on Sunday, who are ninth on the ladder. That's your latest local news and sport.